title of this writing is Main Quality. What's the essence of you? What's your main quality? Are you kind, decisive, loyal, thoughtful, insightful, honest, or something else? What's the quality that's mainly you? You may be all of the above, but one quality stands out. That's your main quality. Not sure? Don't be embarrassed. Ask someone who knows you well. They'll have an answer. Once you identify your main quality, ask yourself this: am I using it to my best advantage? Chances are, if you're struggling, you don't recognize your main quality and aren't using it to serve you best. Your main quality is best used when it flows into everything you do. It's not being used to its finest advantage if you use it for work and not for home, or vice versa, and it's not in your best interest to hide it under a rock. This much I know for sure. Your main quality comes to you easily. It's there without you having to think about it. But if you don't recognize it, you're not offering yourself the opportunity to take full advantage of it. But I don't like to brag. No one's asking you to announce it to the world. Just begin to notice your main quality and make sure it's part of everything you do. It's not about exalting, but rather about being practical. If you're discounting your main quality, you're being discounted. If you're struggling, you are not making use of your main quality. You've got something of value, but you may be letting it gather dust in the back of the closet. Here's a project. Find your main quality and get curious about how many ways you can insert it into the things you do. What you'll find is that you have a natural catalyst that will propel you forward. The two ways to activate your main quality are to recognize it and to use it. You can't get the blue ribbon for being you unless your main quality is in everything you do. All the best, John.